It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. You can go to our brand spanking new website.
It's nice.
MikeO'MaraShow.com. You can sign up to be a Buzz Babe.
You could.
Also, you can register to qualify for $500 and a Nintendo Wii system.
You should.
And I have to ask a question. What is on Joe's hands? Joe Ardinger.
I know what was going on.
Well, please, let me just, don't explain for him. I want to hear what happened. Joe, I just very nicely asked Joe to get me a water. He's very nice. He brought it in. I said, thank you. And then something's on my water. What was on your hands? What are you doing? What's is that the food?
Ew. I mean, man.
Is that what it is?
Smell that. Smell that's not mayonnaise.
Smell the outside of Mike's water
like
bottle.
Miracle Whip.
It's crab.
It's crab.
You're eating crab back there?
Want a new water?
Could I please? I mean, I really want to
the water bottle smells like crab.
I had Buzz smell it and I had Tony smell it.
It's disgusting.
Just, it is. Is the crab that was brought in? Is that your crab?
That made him laugh.
It made me laugh. And then it made me laugh when he laughed.
He almost answered.
Give me a new one, please.
Wash your hands.
We do have some chow. We'd like to thank Velocity 5 in Falls Church.
Oh, yeah.
Check them out at velocity5restaurant.com. Big O and Dukes, the midday show here in Washington, will be there from 3 to 5 this Saturday. By my friends Big O and Chad Dukes, they are going to be learning how to ride motorcycles.
Oh, cool.
Yes,
what could go wrong?
I think it's very important when a gentleman stays on hold for 48 minutes that I speak to Ben in Silver Spring about Call of Duty for Ben.
Oh, it's actually Brad. He must have
missed after all that time, I get your name wrong. Well, that's the way it was written down. Brad, what is important to you, so much to you that you would wait on hold that long?
It's just an awesome game.
Is that it?
Thank you, Brad.
Thanks for calling.
Is that all? Thank you, Joe. That's much better. Thank you. Brad, I swear to God, that's 15 minutes. That's an hour you're sitting on hold. Is there anything else you wanted to say?
Congratulations on the new hire in the lobby.
thank you.
You know what?
Thank you.
You stay on hold. I'm going to give you a Mike O'Mara Show t-shirt, okay, Ben? Or Brad, whatever your name is. Thank you very much.
One to Ben and one to Brad.
I guess when you're eating too much crab back there, you can't get the names right. But we're sitting here. We're with Tony Perkins from Fox 5. Tony's paneling with us for the entire show today. And
happy to be doing that.
Tony's a Hollywood type guy. Incidentally, we all got a chance to meet the lovely lady in the lobby.
We did.
She was lovely. Yes.
She was. There's just something about her.
She has an aura.
Mysterious and captivating. And I like you, TV
and
guy.
You know,
what?
I'm Tony. I'm on television.
I know.
Fat asses aren't. I'm on television.
I always thought that Buzz was the horn dog. Turns out it's Tony.
Yes,
no, I was just making it clear that I don't regularly work here.
Let me just point out, I was pushed out of the way by two other men.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, and you know, really, and they both pale in comparison to old BD Horny, who
BDK.
Just happens to materialize. I don't know whether it was BDK being horny for the new potential sales lady or Tony. He seems to lust after Tony Perkins.
Yeah.
Hey, T-Perk.
Make sure we still have him on the show in the morning.
Oh, yeah. It's all about his movies. Career.
That's right.
How's that going, incidentally, with him? And what were you smoking when you decided to assist him in
endeavor? We thought, here's a young guy trying to make a name for himself. Uh-huh. He goes to the movies, and we thought, well, let's give him a shot. We'll try it out. And it's very entertaining.
You know, I think he does a great job. I watched him with you that one morning when he was talking about some movie that was Sex in the City.
Yeah,
he
and
would know.
If you could, the only thing I don't like when I look at him when he's on with you, Tony, is he's always looking where the camera is.
Oh.
And I told him when I saw him later on in the day, I said, "Yeah, Kevin, just
that's
look
not really looking
Tony.
Where the camera is. That's his attention deficit.
Twitchy, he's just twitchy.
Twitchy. He twitches all the time.
That's a good name for him. Twitchy.
We called him that.
You just really what you should do is grind up some Ritalin and put it in his orange juice
right before the segment.
Right before he's going to go on the segment. You know, he has highs and lows. I see him. You know, hold on a second. Before we got plenty of time now, so get a little breathing room. BDK reports. to the studio. This is as good a time as any. I just like having you here for a buffer with him.
Okay.
Talk this out.
I wouldn't want to really interview him on his own. BDK, please.
The funniest
the
thing
studio.
About BDK, we had him on the show, and one of the first movies he reviewed for us was the VeggieTales movie. Now, you know, he's 22 years old, whatever he is. He doesn't have kids.
Right.
A lot of people, you know, this is something that their kids love. The movies have kind of a Christian thing going on in them, you know.
It's
and
a nice,
that.
Wholesome, animated.
Yeah. Oh, he killed it. He just said it was awful. He couldn't see. I forget what he compared it to. Yeah. The mail we got from people. I mean, it was almost over for BDK.
Because it's VeggieTales, and it's got that whole religious thing.
Yeah, and the religious thing, and they thought he was the Antichrist and all of that.
Right. Well, I don't know where the hell he is. And, you know, isn't that typical? He always comes around at the wrong time. So let's get the Hollywood hot sheet. Here's Tony.
All right. Here we go. These are some of the stories making it on this edition of the Hollywood Hot Sheet. Oprah Winfrey and George Lucas are excited for Barack Obama's victory.
Well, sure.
You ready for this?
Yes.
Was that Oprah? Oprah Winfrey.
Hey, Beth Ann. It's so funny because occasionally I'll signal Beth Ann that I need a volume increase, and she was looking at you practically lovingly.
Worshiping you.
I was only going, I need the volume. That's why the burp sounded.
Because you could barely hear it.
When it should have sounded.
Like that.
Even a little louder, please.
Thank you, Oprah. Oprah released the fun. Now, this is the statement she released. Uh-huh. This isn't a quote of her on the show. This is a release statement. I'm euphoric. I've been doing the happy dance all day. I'm so proud of Barack and Michelle and what this means for all of us, the new possibilities for our country. Mm-hmm. If he wants me to, I'm ready to go door to door.
Oh, my God. She's going to be VP.
I think she ought to low-key it. I think
she should.
Oprah, you know, I think it was fine what she did, and I think it gave him a boost at a time when he needed it probably more than any other.
Yes, it helped.
But now, just, you know, really, just stick with Dr. Oz. Curiously, okay, Oprah, really.
It may have helped him. It did not help her.
No.
There's been kind of a
backlash.
A backlash. Thank you. I almost said a flashback.
Of course, you know, she's got, just sit on her money. She can sit on her money and be fine.
But then we wouldn't see her because there's so much.
There is a lot. Yeah, it would be out of the camera shot. Is that what you're talking about?
Be out of the
stratosphere. You're an Oprah fan, aren't you, Beth Ann?
I used to be. Now I'm over Oprah. Yeah, she's everywhere. The O, you know.
The O. On the cover of her magazine every month.
Well, the thing that I always...
You can't put someone else on there.
Let's get our own magazine.
The core of Oprah Winfrey, and I've said that, we've said this for years, the core of her broadcast empire is based on man-hating. She has been a man-hater forever. And you know, if you look back at some of the early shows, that's how she made her hay. Man-hating shows.
I don't think she's a man-hater.
She's a man-hater.
No, she's not.
Well, she loves Barack.
She loves Barack.
She loves Barack. She loves Barack because...
Michelle.
You know what?
She loves Michelle.
Excuse me. I only say BDK come to the studio like 6 hours ago.
I know.
How come like you're here when we don't need you, but then when...
he interrupts.
Step up to the microphone,
BDK. Come on, you can use my mic. No one else likes it.
No, he gets his own.
All right, turn his microphone on.
Is it that one?
He was on the phone.
I was on the phone. I apologize.
Conducting business?
Mike, you are more important than my real job. I apologize about that.
All right. Well, we summoned you, and now I forgot what it was, so you're dismissed. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you later, please.
This was a good drill.
Please, we will. Yes, don't think you're hanging out. No, you're not.
Come on back when we call.
When I call, come right to the studio, and then you get your airtime, because, see, everything moves very quickly. It's a quick show.
He's very fast-paced.
Oh, look, he touched Tony before he left.
Leave him alone. He's doing the Hollywood hot sheet.
What's he touching me for?
She is a man-hater. Now, getting back to this, really, she is a man. Let me tell you why. She's a man-hater. Just go back and look at the shows.
I think she was.
He beat me. He was not there. He didn't pay child support. He's awful.
He didn't pay child
for, no, these are the themes of her shows.
Of her shows. Early on.
Yeah, early on.
She was a woman supporter, not a man-hater. I mean, that's how I viewed it.
She whipped us a little bit.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I would agree.
But I think she's gotten beyond that, and she realizes she kind of needs some of us.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, once Dr. Phil decided that he would have his empire, too, I think that's driving her crazy.
Well, that's going to turn her into a man-hater again.
Because he's, like, sprung away from her and spread his wings.
Dr. Oz
is
doing the same
thing. Dr. Oz doing the same thing. And how about that creep?
I never
swear to God. How'd you like to get an exam down there from him?
Is that what kind of doctor he is?
He's this emaciated Skeletor praying mantis guy that is making a fortune now because... what's it, the manual, operating manual for your body or whatever his new book is.
Is he an OBGYN?
He's a doctor obsessed with health. That's the problem.
It's a pain in the ass.
I hate that in my doctors.
I know.
He's a total pain in the ass.
George Lucas chimed in from Japan, where he's hyping the new Indiana Jones movie. He also is thrilled for Barack. He says, we have a hero in the making back in the United States today because we have a new candidate for president of the United States, Barack Obama. Mm-hmm. For all of us that have dreams and hope, he is a hero.
So Hollywood
Here,
loves him.
May I say this about that?
Sure.
You got Barack Obama. I made a comment about it yesterday. And you know, you can say you're attacking these Hollywood luminaries, and you did the exact same thing. I will tell you that I said this on the show yesterday, and this is the way I feel personally about it. I was proud of the moment. I think we are watching an historical event transpire right before our very eyes. But God damn it, these celebrities sometimes just – look, I do a radio show. I don't count. I am not a celebrity. These movie people, just keep it in your pants, okay, because you're so rich and you're so above everybody else as far as financial, socioeconomic level. Just low-key it a little bit.
They're not helping.
You know what, really? Right. There are plenty of people that feel the way I do. I don't need George Lucas or Oprah to say it for me. If they want to say it's their personal thing, there's a big difference, Tony. I think I just realized the point I'm trying to make. If you're sitting there and you're saying, I feel so proud, I feel this is a great moment for America, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
If you're making a statement like, this is my law, like Oprah tends to do, and to a lesser extent, George Lucas, then you're kind of telling me the way I'm supposed to think, and I don't like
People
it.
People hate that.
I think that's the difference.
Here's the other thing. You know, to me, if you're sitting down for an interview, you know, and the interviewer says, hey, George Lucas, what do you think about the election? Well, you know, someone has asked you, go ahead and give your opinion.
Right.
I don't necessarily agree with issuing statements. I mean, who needs a statement from George Lucas about Barack Obama?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what? When we're here every day, everybody, you know, We're paid to come in and paid to talk on the radio and give you opinions and make our little statements and stuff. But this guy,
that's your job.
You go out and make Indiana Jones movies.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to
do. Right. All right. Let's see. You want another story? Steve Carell would definitely do an Anchorman sequel.
All the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
There is talk about getting the original cast back together to make the sequel. Will Ferrell, Adam McKay have been talking about doing the sequel. Luckily for them, Steve Carell recently said he's totally on board. When asked by MTV News about returning, he said, oh, absolutely, in a second. Oh. This is one of the most fun things I ever did. I laughed until I cried every day on that movie.
You're the Turbo fan, Buzz. What do you think?
I thought it was a very good movie.
Happen?
I'm always disappointed, often disappointed in sequels, but I did like the movie very much. It might work.
I don't know. Saw 2 was a strong film.
Okay, well.
Was he in that?
We rest our case.
That'd be fantastic. Seth Rogen in Hostel 4.
Speaking of Seth Rogen.
Is Seth Rogen in the news?
Seth Rogen in The Green Hornet.
Oh, God.
Is that
Damn
weird
it.
Casting?
Is enough.
I agree.
Of which? Green Hornet or Seth Rogen?
No,
Both of them.
The bottom line, Seth Rogen, schlubby guy, made a funny movie.
Right.
Hallelujah. You have now, we have Spider-Man, we have Batman, we have Superman. Every
Iron
month,
Man.
They're coming out with another cartoon. I think Ed Norton is probably one of the best actors of our time. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the trailer for The Incredible Hulk, it just pisses me off because here's a guy that's going to get a gazillion dollars to be in a movie where he could do some amazing work.
Relax.
You know, like he's done in some of those great movies that he's done. I'm so tired of the comic book movies. Really, can't we come up with something original?
What I like about The Incredible Hulk, it seems a little dark. It doesn't seem cartoonish.
Well, see, they're all going in that direction now because we got tired of the, you know, the bubblegum comic book movies that they made like the original. You know, Batman did it. It was fun. It was exciting. Jack Nicholson was great as the Joker. Mm-hmm. I thought that wasn't a bad movie. But then it's just nonstop. It's what I get back to. We've talked about this before. Why can't Hollywood generate some really original ideas?
Because they don't have an original thought.
Yep.
They all jump on the bandwagon. Oh, look, superhero movies are good. What they don't are doing well. What they don't realize is there's a limit at some point.
Right.
I mean,
a threshold.
I remember the Green Hornet, but was the Green Hornet a super popular superhero? No,
worthy of a movie.
No. I don't think so. And
yeah, but it seems like they're bank. You know, because they're doing the the superhero thing, and the Spider-Man franchise was amazingly profitable for Hollywood. That's all it's based on right now. But God, you know, how about something? You know, I know it's an action adventure. Even create a new action adventure person. I saw Iron Man, and you got another great actor in Robert Downey Jr. Took the kids to see Iron Man.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same old crap. It's CGI, blah, blah, blah.
Well, so you're helping me segue right into the story.
Okay.
The next story.
Mm-hmm.
Oprah Winfrey and George Lucas, a new superhero, Obama Man. That's coming
out. Did you make that up?
I made that up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tony Perkins.
The last
he's here all week. All right, thank you very much.
I will bring you change.
Obama man, Obama mania.
Yeah, I'd go see that.
And incidentally, if we're talking about that, I'll take Obama girl any day of the week.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
She's
like
oh yeah, on the internet. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Showtime has picked up. This is the last one. Showtime has picked up a new TV series by Juno writer Diablo Cody.
Ah.
I don't really care. Here's the only thing I want to say about this.
Right.
Why do we know Diablo Cody?
She won an Academy Award.
No, I know, but why Juno. Do we? Why is her name being shoved down
our throat? She was a stripper.
She's good. She's
as a stripper.
Very,
or, no, this oh, one. She's a good writer.
Very good writer, yeah.
The reason we know Diablo Cody and the reason why you would pay attention to her, other than any other screenwriter in Hollywood, is because she did the whole thing where she was on the pole.
Right. So she's a stripper who can write.
I tell all the women that I work with here at WJFK in Washington, mm-hmm. D.C., on the Westwood One Radio Network, and any women that I see in the professional environment, mm-hmm. if you want to take it to the next level, mm-hmm. if you want to get noticed, you got to log some time on the pole.
What about a woman who was considering working here, maybe just interviewed here?
Mm-hmm. I would bring the pole to her. I would
so
bring the
speak.
Pole. Yes, so to speak. Yes.
That's hot.
Thank you very much, Paris. I appreciate that.
All right. Diablo Cody has a new project, The United States of Tara. Showtime is picking it up. It's a new series, and she's going to be writing it. It's a comedy about a wife and mother who suffers from dissociative identity disorder.
Cool. I like crazy people.
What is dissociative identity disorder?
Multiple personalities. Mm-hmm.
Well, why don't they call it multiple personalities?
Because it sounds fancier. It's cable. Showtime.
It's hip.
I'm not a big fan of Diablo Cody's, but that is why she got the notice that she got.
And I'm a fan.
Because she was
a stripper.
I'm still thinking about it. Not that the
I
lady,
love Juno. I thought that was a great movie.
Not that the lady in the lobby was, but I just remember the first thing that I noticed. Did you guys see the ankle bracelet?
Oh, no, I did not.
I did. See?
Really? Very
okay.
nice.
Yeah. Who's the really insightful one?
Wow.
I couldn't get you guys out of the way.
Wow.
No, this was when, remember we had a minute and 30 seconds left in the commercial break.
That's when you spotted me.
And I ran down there, and then I felt like an idiot because I realized I didn't have any time, so I couldn't pretend to go into the facilities.
Right.
So I had to just walk out, look stupid, turn around in the lobby, and walk back by again.
Pretend to check your mail. That's the key. Pretend to check your mail.
He doesn't even know where his mailbox is in the front.
Hold on. I have gotten things out of the mailbox.
You have?
I get things out of the mailbox every day. You know, it's very difficult, as a matter of fact, when mail is addressed to me and stolen by someone every day, so that I never even see it.
Dun, dun, dun.
Did it ever occur to you that occasionally I might even like to look at some junk mail?
That's a federal offense.
You got it all.
No,
I'll save it for you.
All right, you win. I take that back. No.
That's your Hollywood hot sheet. Is that what I say at the end of it?
Yes, very
good.
Good. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
thank you.
Perkins.
I'll be here also.
Yay.
Yeah, the Obama joke. Fantastic. And this is how the music ends here, if you notice this.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Why?
Nice.
Why did you turn it down?
I thought
it's not supposed to be faded out.
Sorry.
I have to play it again now.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Turn it up, please. Please, just a little bit.
Yes. All right, boys and girls.
You play it, and then it's got a very quick, bad ending.
It's in a Hollywood hot sheet.
As a matter of fact, let me go to this for
you. I don't think she faded it out. I think it ended that way before.
No, she turned it down. Trust me.
First time.
She He's looking at me every move.
She messed up. Trust me. All right.
O'Mara man.
Let me go. Speaking of bad music, when we play Power of 10, listen to these, Tony.
Oh, this is good.
Power of 10.
Was that recorded in the lobby?
It's a Joe Arthur production right there.
Wait, there's more.
This is what happens when you play Power of 10 and you
lose.
And you screw up.
Power of 10, you're
And this is the latest edition. This would be the Power of 10 rumba.
Power of 10.
Stay with it.
Oh, do we have to? This is the part where Joe said I had to stay with it up until the ending.
You can talk until the funny part comes.
I don't like talking
is it coming?
Music that I don't know where the funny part comes up.
That's it.
That's Power of 10. All right, now we're going to take a very short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking energy again, ladies and gentlemen. Something I have always dreamed of, owning an inflatable car.
Yeah.
Scott Redmond is the CEO of a company that is really, I mean, cars that really work.
Well, they're inflatable. I don't know if they... You ask him.
And safe.
I guess that's why we're having him on the show.
And
it's not a toy.
No, we have pictures of the inflatable cars at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Ooh. Okay. And, I haven't looked at any of this stuff yet. Do the cars work? Do we know that?
Yes, they do. And instead of the airbag being in the car... The car is the airbag.
Is the airbag.
Wait till you hear.
Yeah,
this is ingenious.
It won't work much.
Oh, welcome to the land of suck. All right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right this after that.
Or blow.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.